Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show. Welcome to the show. It's Monday, January 17th. Monday. Happy birthday, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Has race relations improved in this country? Would MLK be happy or not? We celebrate the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. today. It's interesting to me that all companies still don't reserve the right to observe the holiday. Many companies still had folks working today. I work today. Be glad when I reach a point where I can be off, be my own boss. Tonight's topic: has race relations improved in America? Would Martin Luther King Jr. be happy or not with the state of the world today, the state of the United States specifically, the streets that he marched in? Would he be happy or not? That's the discussion. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Has race relations improved? What's your idea? Happy birthday, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Up next, we have the Angels, and we're going to get this conversation going. Again, has race relations improved? I think it has a little, but at the same time, I think it's just not as loud as it used to be. I think it still exists, but it's just a little quiet or a little more covered up. Fast and Furious, we're going to get into the conversation. This is called Get It Fast, Knapsack Children, TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back. Okay.
Yeah.
That's WHAC, Tia Hama Radio Live. Log on to www.hacmedia.com. Check us out. Hack Media Studios, HAC, and the crew. Yo, a lot going on tonight. Welcome to the show, Monday, January 17th, 2010. Happy birthday, Dr. Martin Luther King. Born January 15th, 1929. Died April 4th, 1968. An American clergyman, activist, prominent leader in the African-American civil rights movement. Not sure where we'd be in society today without him. Nobel Peace Prize winner. Has race relations improved over the years? Has the movement met your expectations? I don't think racism is as prevalent as it used to be. We don't hear the N-word just flying back and forth. But you know, when they looking, they digging it. But has it improved? Hit us up, 917-889-3926. We're going to get it in tonight. All the way live, back from Charlotte. Back in Charlotte, from VA, is CeeLo.
Good afternoon in the morning time. Yes.
I said back from Charlotte. Back from VA.
Yeah, back from VA. Little rough, right. But you know, hey.
Hey,
smile.
We're going to keep it moving.
Bam,
we smiling.
Bam.
Work.
You know, the race relations are better, I think.
Hey, I think so, too. I think it has improved tremendously.
Because, I mean, I see a lot more mixed children now. And
more
I mean,
mixed
like,
children?
Yeah.
That's the indication that race relations has improved?
Yeah, I mean,
hold
I think
on.
From my
put
point
that
of view.
On pause. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah, excuse me.
Hold on. That might mean that it's a lot more pretty
kids out there, yeah.
You know, women.
It is.
That's mingling beyond their culture.
What? It gives you the opportunity, though. It does open it up more, I assume. I don't know. I've never really. I attempted to date a Caucasian man one time. It really didn't work out.
All the way live from Newark, Delaware.
Toya.
Hello, hello. How are y'all doing this evening?
What's up,
and
Toya?
She has a voice.
Yes.
Thank you.
Where would we be without the Montgomery boycott of 1955? Where would we be without the Southern Christian Leadership Conference of 1957? Where would we be without the March on Washington back in 63. Where would we be without I Have a Dream and the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.? What do y'all think? Would society be the same for African Americans?
Of course not. I mean, because I was watching something earlier today. It was on a History Channel. And what I saw was that the people were hurting, and he spoke to everything that, and he would fight for everything, you know, that they were crying or wanting for, or, you know, that they felt the community needed, and he was there every time they called. And so, yeah, I think the race relations would have been, like, totally different. I mean, like, you know, the Lyndon Johnson, you know, like, when he enacted the voting rights, and then, you know, with why in the hell am I going blank? Help me out. Oh, Kennedy. Like, when Kennedy
President
was like,
Kennedy,
you know,
right.
It's not supposed to, you know,
right.
we're supposed to be, you know, be moving past this, you know, not it being involved with race. We need to, you know, be a nation. And it's like, yeah, if he hadn't at least led the people. No, we wouldn't be anywhere. We wouldn't be talking right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, we wouldn't be on this show right now. Things would be totally different.
Where do you think society would be if Malcolm X lived as long as Martin Luther King lived, or longer. If think about Farrakhan right now. I think Farrakhan is like Malcolm X of 2011, right? But
yeah.
If Malcolm X and Martin Luther King were still alive today, how advanced do you think society would be? Or would we be any further along than we are right now, do you think? Toyo Osilo.
We would have had a black president in the 80s.
You know what? That's a good concept.
Reggie, you know what I'm saying? I'm for real. I think Reggie Jackson would have won. Or somebody else would have ran along with him. It would have been more than him. Just like, you know, when they had the presidential races and they had a black woman and they had a black man. And then, you know, it's like, so, yeah, it would have been a lot different. We would have got a black president a lot sooner.
917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Yo, Jump, want to give us your perspective tonight. Has race relations improved in America? Would Martin Luther King Jr. be happy or not if he was still living today with the state of society?
Oh,
Ghetto Government Radio in the building. Andrew, what's cracking?
Hey, tell him, can you believe what my white guy got? My white guy.
What, Steve? Is that Steve?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, you can hear
Steve.
Nah, this ain't Ghetto Government. This James coming out of 757. You know where? Yeah, that is Steve sitting up here with me live and direct. I didn't know that I got cued in. But, you know, in my opinion, if Martin Luther King would have continued at the rate of success, you know, that he was experiencing, he had the coal miners backing him, you know what I mean? So it had gone further than just the fight for civil rights. People believe that he was the champion of all causes that were positive, you know what I mean, for that time or whatever. So he was gaining a massive amount of support. So it was very possible, thinking about how old Martin Luther King was when he was assassinated, that he could have been the first black president.
Right. Yeah.
No
right.
doubt.
You're absolutely right.
No doubt. Well, thanks for weighing in tonight, man.
You say what?
I'm Steve, telling me I'm right.
What?
We hear you, Steve.
Let us. I want to hear what Steve has to say.
Okay. Listen.
We're listening, brother.
Okay. Well, listen. I work for the white assholes.
Oh.
You know what I said?
He said he worked for the white assholes.
Who built Washington, D.C.?
Washington, D.C. Who built Washington, D.C.?
Who built that? Who built it?
Okay.
Built it.
Damn right.
So you're
saying that the black man built it. That's right. The white assholes work there, but the black man built it.
They might have had the, you know, everything, the blueprints and everything to do what was it, but guess who built it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Who?
The black people built it.
Hey, Steve. We're going to go to commercial break, brother. Will you hang on? Because we're going to lose our advertisers messing with you. 917-889-3926.
917-889-3926. Hey, you. Ever feel tired or stressed out like you're carrying a weight of the world on your shoulders? Come in. Let me tell you something. Massages for Life is coming to Hampton Roads. What's Massages for Life? Yo, it's the ultimate massage spa. Once you log on to the website, it's www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com. Or better yet, won't you just call Dee Dee? Her number is 757-270-6469. That's Massages for Life. Yo, they hooked me up. The stress is gone. Won't you let them do the same for you? Massages for Life. www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com or call Dee Dee, 757-270-6469. Tell her you heard it on TM Holland Radio Live.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
Ah. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, yeah, I'm rolling, yeah, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, yeah.
Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty,
yeah, I'm rolling.
Beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty,
I'm rolling.
I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on this leather cause this kid profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shaq. 5'4 slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal, a pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could the. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be on that shit. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
Beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get him, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with him. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend. For that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't what about? Oh, you don't with that? Let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I'll put your D
shit, I got delivery. Smash box, flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack, work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is go, next 48 we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. Go regular life, my life was like a moving home. And it's starring me, L overdose. And I'm memeing on them, I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm Rose, I'm Rose, I'm Rose, I'm Rose, I'm Rose, I'm Rose, I'm Rose. Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty. I'm Rose. Beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty. I'm Rose.
Thanks for tuning in to TM Hyman Radio Live this Monday evening. You just heard I'm rolling by Overdose. And as a matter of fact, let's bring him on the line. OD, are you with us this evening?
I'm in the building. How everybody doing?
OD. I'm sure you already know what the topic is. We're talking about the impact that Martin Luther King Jr. has had on us and, you know, where would we be if he indeed was still with us or was with us longer than he was. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
I feel, you know, I'm actually talking about that in OD's way tonight. So, you know what I mean? Because I had something special, like, something special just happened to me with that. And I don't want to, like, put too much foresight on what it's going to be about in OD's way. But I feel like I'm going to go more elaborate on it. I just feel like he had a real big impact on us, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what, OD? You know what?
On?
Let's just pause for the calls, and let's just go ahead and go OD's way. Oh, Overdose, everybody.
Yes, yes. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Overdose, and this is OD's way, where I will be bringing you into what OD's thinking and what's going on in OD's world. And, you know, since it's so close to Black History Month, you know, I just figured that in this part of the segment, I will be talking about Black people. And, you know, and since we talk about Black people, I'm going to talk about the first thing that comes to my mind when we think about Black people. And with that being said, let's talk about food stats. And how some people's whole job in life and their whole subsistence is to survive and live off of food stamps. And you know, I got a couple of examples. My first exhibit is this woman who gets $973 worth of food stamps. Now, if you're getting that much money, you should be eating lobster and shrimp, chitlins. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't even know what an oodle and noodle tastes like. But you know what? That's that ghetto state of mind. You look in the refrigerator, you know what I mean? You best believe. You look at any one of these park refrigerators. I bet you got halfway eaten bowls of cup noodles and pieces of watermelon in there. And oh yeah, the Black's favorite. You got that grape drink. I bet Harriet Tubman spitted her grave off of that. But, you know, matter of fact, speaking of Martin Luther King, since it is his day, like I said earlier, you know what I mean? Like, it was like an epiphany I had the other night. I'm laying in my bed. It was like an epiphany. It was like Martin Luther King came in there. He just set me down, and, you know, he was just talking to me. And, you know, he said, the first thing he said to me, he's like, you know, like, the first thing I want to get out and clear, you know, me and Malcolm X, you know, we sat down and, you know, we smoked a joint and, you know, we just cleared up all our situations that we had. I'm like, all right. And he was like, you know, so I just see things for what they are now. You know what I'm saying? I said, what you mean? He was like, you niggas is ignorant. That's what he said. He said, white people ain't even racist no more. They just fed up. He said, I mean, you mean tell me I go to work, I go to my 9-to-5 every day. Every day I get up and go to work. And then I see one of you niggas pull up at the welfare office in a Maserati. That tell me, you know, I just tell myself I'm in the wrong business. And when I was alive, I needed to be in a food stamp game. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, all right. He said, so I'm good where I'm at right now. You know what I'm saying? Because it's saving me from a bunch of charge. Because I swear I'd just be wanting to smack niggas. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, dang, for real? He said, you know what? And tell that nigga to hit me in the head with that rock that I'm looking for him. And when I catch him, I'm going to ride on him. And, you know, he said,
OD and OD's world. Hey, if you're just tuning into the show, folks, Monday, January 17, 2011, OD is in the building.
What happened? I'm going to finish telling you what Martin Luther King told me.
Hey, you got to fit it in to your segment, homie.
That was a dream. My dream. I said, I got you, Martin. I'm going to tell him. I said, I'm going to tell him. I got you. He was like, all right, brother, man, go in there and do your thing for him. I'm like, all right. You know? Because it ain't his birthday. He made me specify in my dream. He said, you better not tell him it's my birthday. It's my day. It ain't my birthday. You know what I'm saying? He said, they're going to give me a day, but they're not going to. He said, they're going to give me a day, but it's going to be on their terms anyway. I said, all right, brother, man, I got you. And you're going to cut me off.
Yeah.
Shout out to Coretta, too. Shout out to her.
Yeah, she was a very strong woman. Yeah, she dealt with a lot.
Has race relations improved to you?
Has improved? But, I mean, I ain't not, you know, I always been down south, you know what I mean? But, like, it was weird because, like, I didn't even experience racism until I went up north, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I was just like, you know, it was just so mind-boggling to me. Like, I experienced racism when I was at a club. I can't remember the name of the club. I called it out. But it wasn't even a club. It was just a patron. It was a patron that was there. And she was like, I'm tired of you niggas. And then, like, the dude just, like, he just smacked spit from her mouth. It was a man. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, he just smacked her so hard, like. It just flew out of her mouth. I couldn't believe it. That was the first and the last time I experienced racism. Cause I think that smack was heard around the world because I ain't came in contact with no more racism after that. For real. That was it. Yeah.
Well, have you ever really experienced any real racism yourself?
Who, me?
CeeLo.
Huh? Have I? Oh, yeah. I mean, I have experienced racism since a child. I mean, people would stare at me, especially, like, honestly, Caucasian people, it would come from the most. But, you know, they would stare at my mother and then down at me. And it wouldn't be like any, like, they're just looking, oh, what beautiful people. No, people don't look at you like, like, what are you? Like, you know, I mean, it's like a feeling you get, like a feeling of disdain that's undeniable. And so when I saw it as an adult, like maybe at jobs, when they figured out that I wasn't whatever it was they thought I was. Like, once I have all this, I worked at a clothing store that was owned by all Jewish people, like seriously. When my daughter and her father showed up at my job, I'll say the next day I was fired. And they made up some reason. And honestly, the thing about it was I can understand it had to be that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, and they asked, she was like, oh, so you're not, I think she thought I was like Puerto Rican or something. I don't know. And I was like, no, I'm black. You know, and she was like, oh, okay. And then like the next day they wanted to fire me because I had too much overtime or some crap. I don't know. It was really weird. But, yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? I knew that the difference between doing wrong and just being the wrong color at the wrong time, I guess.
Being the wrong color at the wrong time.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only way I could take that one. Because apparently they thought I was something else. And I even had, at my last job, this is the one that I was injured on. I remember the manager asking me, he was like, you're black? And I was like, yeah, what did you think I was? Because, like, he had sent me on a, I think he thought, they thought I was Spanish. He sent me, like, on, it was like all day my jobs were dealing with Spanish customers. And I didn't speak a lick, of Spanish. I could say hi, you know, and that's about it. And I asked why, and I was like, I don't speak Spanish. He was like, you're black? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, I don't know. People just, I don't know, they assume.
Folks, it's Monday, January 17th. Happy birthday, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Has race relations improved in America? Let's talk about it. We'll be right back. It's 11, actually, it's 10:32. Back in a moment.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Looking bright, I'm already smelling that gas system. think. I ain't mean to say only cause I was mad with the packing. I was putting my dirty clothes in the bag. I admit you got the best of me, that's why I never leave. We had a teenage love affair like AT's. Don't put me in the same position as Kanye's. So heartless, regretting that I started it. Swept me off my feet like somebody pulling the carpet. For you, I was a victim, yet Cupid's target. I don't understand why the relationship on standby. No other nigga competing. I got him by a landslide. I need you on my team. Together, we build a franchise. Just answer one question, baby. All I wanna know is.
WHAC on this King Day, honoring the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King, born January 15th, 1929, passed away April 4th, 1968. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Has race relations improved in America? Would MLK be happy or not? The lines are open. We'll jump back into the conversation after our finance segment. Live from Newark, Delaware, here's Toya.
Good evening, good evening. This evening I actually wanted to touch a bit on who will prosper in 2011. I mean, after 18 months of a pretty much shot economy, it seems to be gathering a little bit of steam. Most companies that survived the recession, you know, they're lean and profitable, and there's a good chance they'll begin hiring again this year. There were threats, but, you know, despite those threats, 2011, you know, shaping up to be a better year for the U.S. economy. So here's who's likely to benefit the most from positive economic trends in 2011. First being stock investors. Perhaps the biggest beneficiary of the bailouts and stimulus programs has been the stock market, which has surged since early 2009, and we've been seeing this across the board. So those people that are invested in stocks, you should look for an increase in the benefits of, you know, the change in the economy in 2011. Multinational U.S. companies, another reason stocks have skyrocketed is strong growth in developing economies like China, India, and Brazil. And as much as we hate the fact that our jobs are sometimes outsourced, American companies with a strong overseas presence tend to be a little more stable than companies with a regional focus, which is good news even for local employees who never travel abroad. Also, workers in growing industries. Healthy companies and stable industries are starting to get back to normal with profits up and hiring beginning to resume again. Healthcare is probably the most well-known recession-resistant industry, with hiring actually being up in virtually every field during the recession. But some other industries like energy and mining, web publishing, some IT work, like high-end IT work, public transportation, and the list goes on, they've actually been growing as well. And other industries that cut back during the recession, such as retail and hospitality, they're starting to replace some of the jobs that were lost in the past two years or so. Taxpayers, the recent tax deal negotiated by President Obama and the congressional Republicans lowers tax for Americans at every income level by keeping tax income tax rates where they are instead of allowing them to rise. They're also cutting other taxes like Social Security withholding and even extending other tax incentives. So that's a good thing for all working classes. Savers, those people who actually have been saving money, the Fed's efforts to push interest rates to historic lows have slashed costs
for borrowers, but they've also crushed savers dependent on an interest income. So savers may finally start to feel a little relief this year in 2011. Interest rates have started to creep upward from low points reached back in early November of 2010. So most experts actually expect a modest rise in Treasury rates in 2011, which will in turn actually raise interest rates for those who have been saving money. And lastly, home buyers. The buyer's market will continue into 2011. So even though some of the rates have gone up a little bit, home prices are likely to fall another 5 to 10%. So people that are actually interested in still purchasing a home, this will still be a good year for them. So if you haven't purchased a home, even though you won't get some of those tax breaks that were offered last year and in 2009, you will still be able to take advantage of the low tax rates and the fact that the market is still kind of stagnant. So just keep that in mind if you're looking for a home. Although some people will benefit this year, please keep in mind we're not completely out of the recession. So, you know, stick to your saving money and your budgets and things of that sort because we're not quite out of the clear. But there, you know, are some people who will benefit, and, you know, that list of a few should, you know, make some of us at least optimistic as to what's going to happen here in 2011.
Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on. Foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global, it is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
I can't stop these tears from falling.
Forget you, I keep reminding myself. Sometimes I think about calling, try to rekindle a fail. I save your voice in my phone, play like I'm checking my mail. I hope you happy wherever, if you got somebody young. Her treat you better than I ever could, but you knew how I felt. I wouldn't know what to tell you, I wouldn't know what to say if I was given the blessing to run into you today. But I pray, I give my love back, pray we keep in contact. Pray you hear this song and you can run it like I want to. He don't want no conflict, cause I will kill a man for your heart. This I promise you, I will walk, I will drive, I will fly too. You give me the word and I can run it right beside you. Damn, since I ain't had the confidence to say this, I hope you hear this song and you replay it. Somebody
you know what I feel about, I tried to walk it out, but every road leads
me a set. Mariah's never been in my shoes, I understand. Can't judge me till you've been in my mood. Would be a man, it still would be if you didn't move on. You left me, I took it like a man through my cool off. It's deep, deep down, too hard, a too tall. Stepping into the pressure, took it like a lesson. Look, to never fall in love. Girl, I'm confessing if I was blessed with the chance to ever see you again. I wouldn't know what to say, wouldn't know where to begin. I should go pop me a webcam to say all my words on and make me a video and go post it on Worldstar. We'll be feeling the same, no something strange. When we apart, back in the days, we was tight as a leotard. Damn, since I ain't had the confidence to say this, I hope you hear the song that you were playing. Somebody help me sing.
From coming down my eyes.
You're all I think about. I try to walk it out, but every road leads back to you. What I'm trying to say is, you got me going in circles. I got a drop top and a house on a hill, but I will give it all for you. What I'm trying to say is, you got me going in circles.
Radio Live, that was Kate Cheeks with Circles. And I heard we got my man Sabian James from the Sabian James Show on the line.
Yeah, man.
How you doing tonight?
I'm chilling. Sorry, you called me putting something down real quick. My fault.
Well, to go along with the theme of the show, how has race relations improved in your eyes? Or have they improved?
I mean, you know, as far as I look at it, in a broad scope of things, I guess you can say so. But I don't know. A lot of times, I could tend to be a conspiracy theorist on a lot of things, and you know, I know it's a lot of subliminals. A lot of stuff is done subliminally now. You know, it's like they're gonna try to fight smart, not hard now. You know.
Right,
and
right.
You know, because I talk about sometimes like they always have like different games to kind of keep others back. I'm not even just gonna single ourselves out, just others back. Period. And you know, first it was like a high school diploma, got those. Then it was a college degree, we got those. Then it was master's, got those. Then it was doctors, we can get those. Now it's credit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
right, it's
they
like,
got to
keep changing the playing field.
They got to
right.
keep changing the game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They try to make it a term that's easy, for, you know, for a certain group to achieve versus others, you know. But, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we still, you know, everybody has a little more freedom to do whatever they want. So, you know, you could spread your shoulders a little bit more than how I was looking back, you know, when this day was coined for, you know, so that's just
right.
how I'm looking at it right now.
Hey, Sabe, if Martin Luther King Jr. was alive today, would he be happy or would he, you know, be frowning on the state of our union right now?
I mean, there's a lot of buffoonery going on within the culture right now, real talk, you know, but I don't know, I mean, happy, upset. I guess beauty's in the eye of the beholder. You know what I'm saying? It's a double-edged sword. Because on one hand, you know, progression is made. But on the other hand, we step ourselves back a couple of years because of dumb shit that we do. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, it's a double-edged sword. Depends on, you can take the good from the bad. I wouldn't necessarily say you'd be too happy. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't necessarily say you'd be too happy. But at the same time, you know, if he's a realist with things that, you know, okay, there has been progression that has been made, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah, definitely. I think he definitely could have been the first African American president, as our first caller stated this morning.
Hands down.
Better than the first hour.
Yeah, I believe it could have been done. Definitely.
Hey, folks, if you've just tuned in, it's Monday, Money Monday in the city. I'm coming to you live from the Hack Media Studios in Tampa, Florida, Monday, January 17th, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, in CeeLo, all the way live from Newark, Delaware, it is Boya, all the way live from Chesapeake, and she's been hanging out with us for a minute. Let me do the official intro. Give it up for Didi, everybody.
All right.
Shake and bake. Hanging out, shake and bake. You can log on to www.hacmedia.com. From there, you can check out iamoverdose.com, the trailer and everything. Say, James. Hey, say, Sylvia, tell us when we can check you out next, man.
We should be having something coming up Sunday. We do Sunday nights at 9 o'clock, www.blogtalkradio.com/Save James. Name of the shows is right here. You know, we do a lot of interviews with up-and-coming artists and, you know, people that's in the ground like ourselves right now trying to give people exposure. That's just the main thing. We play the new hip-hop, and they'll have, you know, pretty good topics, talk sports a little bit, this little bit of that. You know,
yo, your mixes be off the chain.
Huh?
I'll be listening to the mixes.
Oh, thank you, bro. I mean, you know, we working hard over here too, just like y'all are, man. We're trying to get all the new music we can find out there. You know, whatever we could do, just try to get some airs, get some listens, man. That's all we doing right now.
What's up? Shake James, Blog Talk Radio. Yo, hang out.
Turn it up.
Hey, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. That's 3926. Hey, hit us up. Hey, has race relations improved in America? That's the topic tonight. Diddy, has race relations improved?
I'll say this. Have they improved to some degree? We're not in the Jim Crow era. We far exceeded slavery, you know, but racism still exists on a daily basis. I thank God we don't throw that affirmative action word around as much as I used to hear back in the day. But I guess it just all depends. All depends, you know, where you are and what's going on. I mean, today, you know, experience race relations, but at the same time, you know, in certain places you can see where they have gotten a little bit better. So, I mean, I just improve? Yes. Maybe. Yeah. Okay.
Well, how do you guys feel about this? Like today here in Charlotte, the kids still went to school. They used Martin Luther King's Day as a snow makeup day.
Oh, that's
and,
whack.
The NAACP here was very upset about that, and they held a protest, you know, this morning. I was going to use it on my news, but, you know, it's part of the conversation. I'd like to get some feedback on that because I could see why they were upset, but then our kids miss so much school already. It's ridiculous. I mean, I don't know. I feel, you know what I'm saying? It's like a catch-22 on that one.
Yeah, I think that's.
I would look. I'm sorry, Seth. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Nah, go ahead, man. You do your thing. Go ahead. Speak your point.
Oh, go for it. Go for it.
Now, I was just saying, I mean, I think at the end of the day, that's real whack, man. I mean, I feel you're saying it's a double edged sword that the kids are missing school, but would they do that for President's Day?
Right. Well, that's up
you know
for, I mean, when they discussed the school, like the optional snow days, President's Day, and. I forget what the other day was, but it was President's Day and one other day that was up for possible use for snow days. Like, say, if they had, because it was like a really bad snow storm here last week, so the kids missed school, and so they used this day. So then they're like, okay, if there's another storm, they're going to have to use, you know, one of those other days that they was pre-selected. So, I mean, it's like, you know, it does make you question, okay, is it a lack of respect? or
I feel like I said they could have used President's Day. They could have gave him, you know, still gave him the day or whatever. Just made it a clean sweep or the weekend or something like that. You know, and then just gave it back to them President's Day and could have moved on from there. That's my take. I mean, of course, you know, probably maybe a little bit of bias and our opinion on it and everything, but at the same time, still, it's like, you know, we fought hard enough just to get it there, and it's like they feel like they're going to try to do whatever they can to keep it away, you know?
Right.
I just
feel
that's that kind of shit.
He is the only African-American that has
A day dedicated to
him.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
you know?
That's what I'm saying, you know, and it's just like, you know, I mean, I understand, you know, y'all need your school day, your snow days, or whatever the case may be, but it's like, come on, man. You just happen to pick that one. I don't know. All that shit seems underhanded to me. I'm a conspiracy theorist
right.
at the end of the day. So it's like, you know, all the moves that's made like that, subliminal or not, I just always feel like the writing's on the wall. Like there was something else, some other ulterior motive, you know.
Right.
And, you know, call it what you want, but, hey, that's just how my mind thinks. Prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong.
Yeah.
To not
right.
think otherwise, then I won't think otherwise. That's how I look at it.
Right. Right. Most definitely.
So, yeah, I'm thinking if there were other days that were good alternate days, why Martin Luther King's Day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If, you know, if there were alternative days that were just as good, you know, what would make us want to pick this day?
That's
yeah,
how
I mean,
feel.
It does seem like a bit ridiculous, and it's like, okay. I mean, well, I feel like the kids, like I think the day should be upheld and observed. But then on the other hand, I also feel like the kids miss enough school. You know what I'm saying? Like with teacher work days and planning days, and they have like a lot of days that they miss out of school on top of the holidays they have. So it's like, you know, and our kids, like they're like in math and science, they're like the 25 percentile. You know, like what? You know, like all the other countries are ahead of us, and our kids need all the education that they can get, especially with, you know, the most of the budget cuts, you know, involving education. So it's like, that's why I say it's like a catch 22, because it's like our kids need to be in school. They need to go to school on Saturdays, if you ask me, but, you know.
It's 10:58 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I hope all the kids are in the bed. It's 12:58 in Tokyo tomorrow. You tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show. Yeah. Young Tree, JR, BM winning the greatest, baby. I'm back. Shit. I end all discussions, man. Put your money where your mouth is. I put niggas where your house is. Yeah. Look. Check it. Now I ain't been here in a minute. I breathe through big boy dog, go and fit it. If you the whip, can it? The jag, it be kidding. Spitting these flows, I must just admit it. I wanted a hot y'all, you know that I got y'all. Spitting that hot sauce like sexy tea. You see me on the block moving cane, I be killing your freak. Got the Gucci on top, I be killing his feet. Lot of niggas spit flows, they ain't fucking with trees. See, I'm a young hustler that be fucking with D. See, I'm a young hustler, I'm the hottest in C. I breathe through land by the hottest in V. And boy, I be crushing the black. You see me with your main chick sucking my top. You see me in the rain, sick, pushing the drop. You see me with that cane, I'm never gonna stop. And I'm spitting it off that top of the brain. Your baby mama call me, wanna offer me brain. I'm off with it in the coupe while I'm moving that range. Pitching cane from the stoop, counting that change. They can't fuck with me. Call your best boy on the phone, he can't fuck with me. Tree, he be holding the chrome, you can't fuck with me, boy. I'm the truth in the booth like Benny Siegel. Couple of grand, but still crystal regal. Hoop D. Lot of niggas run they mouth, dog can't shoot me. C-Tree iceberg, dog with the Snoopy. Couple of bricks about the loopy. If you think you real, come and shoot me. Fuck your guns. I'm about moving these bricks, stacking fucking ones. Call my pee-pee, pop bed, and fucking guns. Nigga, see, I be moving the pounds. I'm Holyfield in the back, y'all losing the rounds. I'm the nigga off the brain, y'all losers clowns. And you niggas can't fuck with my team. I'm the nigga with the ratchet.
shit. The 4/5, holding the beam. Breeze through in a 1/4-8, pushing the beams. And Tree got the cane in the pot. I put the cane in the spot. Your talk slick, I put the flame in your sock. Who want what? Nigga, just say your name. Who want what? Tree, he gon' spray that flame. I'm a grown man, dog. I don't play those games. You dudes is lame. I breeze through 1/4 mil out on my chain. I light $50 on my wrist. And I don't need to get hyped up off the belly of Chris. All I need is a blunt of haze right to the straight. So if a nigga want beef, I'm ready to chase. I keep a pretty hoe up on my face. I keep going, nigga. Freestyle off the brain, keep going, nigga. I'm about cutting grass, not long, I don't know what. Talk about pounds, smoking the haze. Young nigga that be out in that days. Listening, Tree, he be crushing the block. 4:30 on spree, crushing the drop. You see Tree crushing the spot, using the clock. Your talk slick, then you're losing your pops. Man, I'm so twisted, and I ain't even drank today. Get on the mic, the booth, I don't thank today. When it's cold outside, rock a make the day. Throwing a 50 grand bracelet, make the day. With a white tee, ask my boys, I'm so shicey. Ask my boys, I'm so icy. Couple of mil, they can't price me. Boy, I'll bust at your grill, don't like me. See, I'm a bad dude, I rock with mad tools. I walk the block looking like sun with mad jewels blinging on my wrist. Who spitting it like this? Who moving can't spitting rap, getting it like this? You niggas is lunching, niggas is punching when I'm jumping. I'm on the fast, I'm throwing fucking cash out the sunroof. Tree so bulletproof, sort of like 50, 100 grand whip, maybe even 50. See Tree apes on my feet, they so crispy. Young niggas shooting that ratchet but still miss me. Young niggas shooting that ratchet, they wanna miss me. Tree put head on your money. Tree put money on your head like clippers. I handle the rock like LA Clippers. Boy, I will clip ya, your teeth won't miss ya. Your bras won't kiss ya. Tree so twist, so sweet. Boy, I'm that nigga that'll leave your brains right on the street. If you think about fucking with me, but think of Ben. For a minute, you ain't fucking with me. You ain't really moving, can you ain't fucking with D. Boy, see, I'm the hottest in C. Still ducking the bed, still counting the bread. Still bucking the lead, I still buck at your head. And y'all niggas fuck with me dead, cause I'm out for my loot. Pissy came from the stoop, breeze stew, nigga ball in the coop. I'm the nigga sharp, baby, never rocking a suit with no tie. And dog, I ain't ready to die like Biggie. Moving these biggies, smoking these biggies. I stay jiggy, a visa law with my H, nigga. I be moving that cane, counting my cake, nigga. I be shooting that slate, spitting the 8, nigga. Say you can spit better, I spit in your face, nigga. 100 grand stacked in the safe just for the case, nigga. Long term, nigga, money to burn. Dead president with Tree, I got money to burn. Dead presidents with Tree, I got money for her. And your rookies better wait your turn. Oh, fuck it, they ain't bad as shit. I'm the nigga, I'm your motherfucking dad and shit. Take your fingers and your bricks out your pad and shit. Little nigga, breeze through in the Jag and shit. Why you mad and shit? You a fat and shit. Got that Ruger and that mad and shit.
All right. Good evening, Cam Hyman Radio Live. That was Breezy with, that's Breezy Tree. Tonight we're talking about race relations and how they improved. We had a caller call it earlier. When they're still on the line, and if they could discuss an experience that they had recently or ever with any type of race relations and how you handled the situation or how you felt about the situation.
Who are you talking to?
I think she posed the question. Crazy CeeLo.
Okay, well, maybe
Toya.
Okay.
Okay, Toya,
we got here.
Can you repeat your question? Can you repeat your question? I'm sorry.
Can you repeat your
question?
I said tonight's topic was race relations and have they improved. Improving, I said, well, could you discuss a situation where you may have experienced a race relation type of situation and how you felt about it or how you, you know, dealt with it?
Toya.
I haven't really come across any type of race relation issues. I've never really experienced any type of racism per se. I guess I've been fortunate enough not to. So I really don't have any experiences to share, as odd as that may sound.
Wow. Really? Never?
No, nothing
I
can
remember. I was actually
not that I can remember.
Yeah, I was actually thinking as I thought that was the question, and really even as I was preparing for this program, I don't have a personal, you know, instance in which I can say, I really have something that scarred me from a race relations perspective. I mean, I could tell you when it comes to race, you know, I've been that, you know, black sheep many, many times over, you know, in school coming along. You know, as a military child, you know, traveling, you know, I've been the only black kid in the room. So when it comes to, you know, feeling awkward and being able to deal with, you know, people that don't really look like you, I had kind of mastered that at a early age, you know, so I've never been intimidated by, you know, white people or any other kind of person. You know, people are people, you know, I mean, and I think the whole thing is how you are reared. You know, if you're reared and, you know, if you're with people that look like you, it's a little difficult when you come along, you know, and it's the same, I think, for others, specifically Caucasians. You know, they're used to dealing with Caucasians. So when they have to deal with people that don't really look like them, it's difficult for them sometimes. You know, but diversity is key. Diversity is key. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
You've never been in a situation.
You really sound distorted. Your phone really sounds distorted, Didi. I'm sorry.
I said you've never been in a situation. You've never been in a situation in a restaurant.
In a restaurant?
Never been in a situation where someone's put your money on the counter instead of in your hand. You've never been placed by, or you've never been sat at a table and waited like 10, 15 minutes to be served. You've never been sat by the doorway of a prestigious restaurant. Never?
I don't really pick up on those small things. Have I ever waited to be served? I'm sure I have. I've never noticed if I was sent by a doorway, and I really didn't pick up on the fact that the person sent my money on the table versus in my hand. But I'm sure I've waited feeling like, what the hell?
Wow.
I'm not saying those are just examples of situations, unfortunately, that I can say I have experienced. But I can't say every time I have waited, it wasn't because the place wasn't crowded. Or every time that someone, now they said that they put the money on the counter, I mean, as opposed to in my hand, maybe it fell on the counter and we picked it up to get something like that. You know, it wasn't, or, you know, I've deliberately had someone put the money on the counter when I put it in their hand or held it by the corner of the dollar bill as to ensure that they don't ensue contact with you. Now, if you sit there and watch them, you stood in line and seen every other person they interact with, but by the time they get to you, you're holding my money by the corner, you're wondering why. Well, what's
right.
wrong with my money?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can go into it or you can't go into it. You can look at it funny or you can't look at it funny. You can be petty or you can't be. You don't have to be petty, but at the same time, it makes you say,
You know what? I have a perfect, remember when I was getting my feet done last week. I was getting my feet done last week. Blade was, I don't know what nationality. I don't know if I think she was Korean or something like that. Anyway, long story short is she was doing my feet, but then this Caucasian man walked in. And what's weird is that every time he started talking, she would start doing my feet faster. Like, it was really weird because it was like, wow. And she kept, like, checking on him. But it was somebody else waiting in front of him. But she was more concerned about him than she was the African-American man waiting before that man. It was really weird, though. It's like every time he said something, right, she just started, like, going really fast. And, like, she was like, I need help in here. I need to hire a nail technician. It's like, okay, you weren't just talking like that, though. Like, what are you – it was really weird. Yeah.
OD, you ever had a racial incident that you still remember today? Like, damn, I can't remember. I can't – believe, excuse me, I can't believe I went through that.
No, I mean,
I mean, I basically grew up how you was brought up. You know what I mean? Like, I was just brought up to, like my mom and I, like, we from, like, Europe. My mom's middle name is Elizabeth. We look black, but, like, we got, like, different nationalities in us. So, with, like, that being in our, like, mind state, like, I was just brought up, like, if we had to wait longer, I just felt like it was a slow restaurant. If the money wasn't on the counter, maybe just that person don't like touching people's hands. Like, they don't know where your hands done been at. Would you rather this happen? Would you rather them put the money in your hand and then immediately put some sanitizer on their hand to clean it? You'd feel even more disrespectful if they did that. So, like, maybe they just put the money on the counter to, like, excuse from doing that. So, like, I never really did that. I just feel like it's ignorant people. Racism is alive because, like, and racism always going to be alive as long as you got a racist dad and a racist mom. They just teach their kid, right? That racism is taught. Like, I remember I got sent away to boot camp. Like, I was around people who never met black people in their life. Like, and a little white boy was just like, he was amazed. He was like, dang, like, yo, I can't believe you like the same things that I like. He was like, yo, I would hang out with you, though. Like, and I ain't look at him like he was racist or he was biased or nothing. I just looked at him like he was just ignorant to the fact that, like, some black people, like, but I just got the type of thing where I be so cool with people, they just feel comfortable. And, like, the white boy was like, yo, I ain't, like, I never hung out with black people. I never desired it because I never knew them, but you're a cool person. That's just how it is. I mean, if you know better, you do better at the end of the day, basically. That's how I feel, like.
That's why I think, like military and college or, like, some sort of, like, organizational something after high school is good because you get to encounter so many different people. I mean, like, you made me think of, like, when I was in basic training and it was a white guy from Florida who, you know, he knew about black people, but he said they lived on the other side of the bridge and they only came across the bridge to work. So outside of that, he didn't know any black people. And we had KP one day, that's working in the kitchen or whatever. And he just turned and said, you colored folks sure do like grits. And it's like, I started laughing, but I grabbed and pulled him behind me because everybody that was on the line was black. And they were offended. But nobody else had even talked to him to see, like, why he thought like that. I asked because I was like, he was so matter of fact about it and, like, thought nothing of it. And he was like, well, that's what we call you people. Yes, you people. That's what you call. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the cultural difference, you know what I'm saying? I knew it was a difference once we got a black president, more black commercials started coming on, you know, the markets started to definitely change, but not, like, even subtle changes. Like, definite, okay, now we're going to target black people because, oh, yeah, some of them do have money. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like that, I don't know. That's how I took it. I think everybody's racist.
Hey, coming up, folks, we have national as well as entertainment news live out of Charlotte, North Carolina tonight. Hanging out, we got Didi, Toya, and Overdose back in a moment.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Born for you.
I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code.
Coach, I do this, she looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, oh, mind me, you who I'm choosing. Had her nails, nails to feet, put her in and shoot your three. Captain on my team, starting five, and she loved it deep. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. Ollie hoop it to her, lay it up and knock and jump us down. Start with the whistle sound, you gotta bend it down. All four quarters, quick motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hard, slip. They got your shot blocked. It's teamwork. Extending your plan. Time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock. Cause it's running tick and tock. Call a timeout right now. You gotta pass the rock. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game.
Boy, I'm telling you, I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, code. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code.
Cleats lace undefeated, baby screaming shouts. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She get the ball and she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball but ran hard to pick up the tackle. One of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game.
So you, I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game code. Put me in the game code. Put me in the game code. Put me in the killer myself. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code.
I put him in the game, first position is the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike, mommy don't play around. Last innings with positions, now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit a chat. She blew a bubble and winked and said, I got the spot. Next pitch came, mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best for my team. So play by the rules. Scouts hit the game to check me out. You gotta move, especially with my head lady in the game. Be trained, she shooting any and everything. When she in, it's no losing. Never get substituted. Wears number one on her jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game end. Overtime when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. I beat it up so bad. She like take me out the game.
Boy, I'm telling you, I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game code. Put me in the game code. Put me in the game code. Put me in the killer myself. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code. Put me in the game code. Put me in the game code. Put me in the game code.
WHAC, put me in the game. My man Bell, coming out of VA. Has race relations improved in America? That's the topic tonight. We're going to keep it going. But first, here's entertainment and national news out of Charlotte, North Carolina, with Fila.
Good afternoon in the morning time. It is your girl, CeeLo, Madam CeeLo, that is. January 17th, through the Entertainment National News. I want to start out with this funny story I came across. Not really funny, but kind of. Look, this lady is here in North Carolina. Her car was repossessed, like, in the middle of the night or whatever. Well, apparently, the tow truck driver lost the car while, you know, repossessing it, and it ended up being on railroad tracks. So it was later on hit by an Amtrak train. So now the tow truck driver is being charged with hit and run because he left the accident scene. So I guess, you know, that job can be a little tricky. So he's going to have to pay for a job that he was intending on being paid for. So in other news, because of a statement that Dr. Martin Luther King made some years ago, various churches decided to honor him today. Well, not even today, excuse me, yesterday, because a statement he made years ago was that Sunday at 11 a.m. was the most segregated time, you know, hour of the nation. So various churches got together and they switched congregations on Sunday, you know, just to, you know, to give, I guess, to add that diversity into people's lives that they normally don't see on their Sunday. So they got a different taste of religion this past Sunday. In our world news, former Haitian dictator Jean-Claude Baby Doc Duvert, he returned back to Haiti yesterday. And the problem with that is a lot of Haitian people, they're trying to figure out what is, you know, what's behind that. Like, why is he coming? Is he coming for political reasons? Or is he really coming, you know, for the aid of, like, the earthquake? Well, when he was, when his people were asked, they stated, well, his associate stated that he was there, you know, in lieu of the one-year anniversary of the earthquake. And he missed his homeland. So we're gonna kind of sit tight. He's only supposed to be there for like 3 days or whatever. But we'll sit tight and see, you know, what his motives are for being in Haiti. In entertainment news, the second annual Female Hip Hop Honors Award is going to be held in Los Angeles this year on May 21st at the Radisson Hotel in Los Angeles. 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. The voting recently began at undergroundgirlsofhiphop.com. Again, that's undergroundgirlsofhiphop.com. And the honorees this year include Roxy and Shantae, Sugar T, and Shauna. And some of the nominees are Jean Grey, Dondria, I like her songs, Gangsta Boo, and Jackie O, and some others. And speaking of Jackie O, and last but not least in our entertainment news, Jackie O, she just came out with a diss song to Lil' Kim called Bang Bang. If y'all get a chance to check that out, go to allhiphop.com and check that out. Bang Bang. She pretty much, like, one of the lyrics in it said, non-dancing hoes stepping on toes. I'm not going to say that word, but pretty much saying that she's as real as her facial features and making desperate moves is a sign of weakness. So I don't know. I like the track, so if y'all get a chance to check it out. But that's all I have for y'all on this beautiful evening. Love me. I love y'all. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Logo on the www.hacmedia.com. And while you're at it, check out my man Overdose at www.iamoverdose.com.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Hyman Radio Live. You just heard Electric Chameleon, Where I Lay. Thanks for tuning in to us this evening. We do appreciate it. We've been talking about race relations and how they have improved in America. And I think the general consensus is that, yes, they have. I would say they have, being as though I myself haven't personally experienced, based off of just me myself, I haven't personally experienced any type of racism, not that I can remember, not anything, like you said, Terrence, that's been so traumatic that it's actually stuck with me. I don't know. I think by the time our kids get to the age that we are now, you know, what? I don't think race relations is going to be a big issue. What do you guys think about that?
I don't know.
I think it's getting better as we advance. I think technology and, you know, the way we interact makes us become more dependent upon one another, I think, which in turn improves, you know, how we have to relate and interact. But, you know, I think there's still that subliminal, you know, underhanded, you know, type of thing that goes down, just as Save spoke of, that'll be like out of sight, out of mind. You know, so I think, you know, it'll always exist, but I think it will continue to improve as it has improved. That's my take on it.
I mean, go
ahead, Sheila.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I mean, even when I attempted to prepare my daughter for, like, middle school, I thought it was going to be as horrible. Hell, I thought elementary school and middle school was going to be as horrible for her as it was for me. But she didn't run into any of the problems that I had at all. But, like, it's like, I know I had a lot of problems because I was, like, one of the only light-skinned girls in school, and I had these long hair, and, you know, I got taunted for things I had no control over, for being light-skinned and having long hair and thinking I was cute. And I thought my baby was going to run into those same problems, and she hadn't. So, I mean, apparently it had to change somewhat, or maybe it's her personality. I'm not sure. I hope it's the way it's gotten better, is what it
when
is.
When you say you were taunted for being light-skinned with long hair, were you taunted by white people for being light-skinned with long hair? Because I usually see that happening to black people, being taunted by other black people for being light-skinned with long hair, or vice versa. I usually don't see that from, like, other races. It's usually,
I didn't grow up around white people. Right. So, I mean, but the white kids that were in school, they call me names, like, you know, like the whole Oreo cookie thing. And one boy, I pushed out of the tree, though, because he called me a black and white TV.
A black and white TV, though?
I remember his name was Michael Zimmerman, okay? I could not stand that boy, but he
black
always
and white TV, though?
Yes, a black and white TV. I pushed him straight out the tree. He broke his little arm.
But when you think about race, like, racism is something that's taught. And I know I don't – race isn't something that's discussed in my household. I mean, I don't know about, you know, you and your daughter, or Dee Dee and, you know, her daughter, but race is not something – I mean, it's discussed, but not to the point that racism is brought up. I mean, when I hear my mother talk about the things she went through, you know, when, you know, she was younger, growing up deep south in North Carolina – and then the next generation being me, I haven't experienced really any racism. I just don't see where my daughter would experience racism. I mean, it's like a new race. You know, mulatto is like a new race. It's pretty much, it's a lot of mixed kids. I just don't see that. It's something that's taught, and is it still being taught, like racism being taught? I'm sure it's being passed down to family members, but I just don't see it as something that huge of an issue anymore, not to me.
I mean, no, I think it depends on the schools and the environment as well. I mean, like, I don't know, my mother was the only white face that I ever saw in the projects. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't. But the thing was, my mother didn't act like the other white people that I would see out and about. Like, and then she would get upset if you called her white. So, like, I was royally confused. Really, I know she would snap. I mean, I got in so many fights, like, when I got older because of that, because she couldn't stand it. And she explained to me, because she's from Germany,
She's European, and that Caucasians here are mixed up with a whole bunch of stuff and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I don't know. It's a difference. So it's like she has her own racism within her own, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I mean, white people have their own racism going on, their own social racism or socialism. Yeah, look at that.
As we think about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and all of his accomplishments and the things that he did to bring us to this point, I found it interesting what I learned of the people that had influenced him. He was influenced by, of course, Jesus Christ, but he was also influenced by Abraham Lincoln and Mahatma Gandhi. Gandhi. We all know Gandhi. I actually watched the Gandhi story not too long ago and found it extremely interesting. That's where Martin Luther King actually got his nonviolent stance from. It was from Mahatma Gandhi. Benjamin Mays also was someone who influenced Martin Luther King Jr., along with Howard Thurman, who was a political figure back in the day of Martin Luther King. Who's influenced you? Who has been your influence? Who keeps you grounded when you kind of want to go astray? Think about that. 917-889-3926. As we wind down this hour, 23 minutes left in the program, has race relations improved in America? I think the answer is yes. It has improved in America. Would Dr. Martin Luther King be happy with the improvement here in America? I think he would be. The fact that, you know, President Obama's in office right now, I think is signs of improvement. You know, do we have a long way to go? Absolutely. Who's been your influence? 917-889-3926. If you want to get it in before we get out of here. Coming up next, health and wellness. Team Hot on Radio Live.
Can't buy me love.
Can't buy me love.
All the dollars in the world can't buy me love. No.
WHAC, PM Hyman Radio Live, your hip-hop informer, that's that dude Wayne Brady, Money Can't Buy Me Love, all the way live from Chesapeake, VA, with health and wellness. Give it up for Dee Dee.
Everyone, tonight's health and wellness segment, again, is brought to you by Massages for Life. Tonight we're going to discuss time management and how it ties in with our series on jump-starting goal setting for 2011. Now, actually, it's very possible really to get more done in less time. I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but it is. If you focus your efforts effectively, you can definitely make this happen. Effective time management equals effective goal setting. And time management is all about focusing and developing effective goal setting skills in order to make the most out of the time that we have. And we only have 24 hours, and some of us like to sleep at least a third of that. I know I would love to, but I can't ever get around to it. So effective goal setting, again, begins and ends with time management. And you must be able to balance the both and be able to balance your time the best way possible in order to achieve your goals. So in order to do that, you have to come up with a plan. Most people who fail to achieve goals is because they lack the time or they lack setting a plan in order to encompass as most time as the most of their time. Or excuse me, They fail to complete their goals or accomplish their goals because they lack setting a plan in order to get the most time out of everything that they need in order to accomplish their goals. That's what I was trying to say. Excuse me. Now, time can't be managed. If you look at it, let's look at it from a realistic point of view. Time can't be managed. Why? Because we don't have control over it. If you go off the principle, control the controllable, we can't control time. So we have to manage ourselves and, again, make the best use of the time we have. So really, time management is kind of like self-management, again, because you only can control the controllable, which is time. If you visit our website, hackmedia.com, there's a list of ways of common time wasters that you can see, you know, if you identify with, and maybe you can stop doing the negative and turn over to the positive. So here are four ways, quick tips, in order to manage your time better. And, again, you can visit us on Friday for a final wrap-up with detailed information on time management and how it relates to jump-starting your goal setting. Again, always define your goals as fully as possible. Analyze your use of time. Have a plan, and then analyze the plan. Goal setting and time management must work hand-in-hand in order if you want to be effective at anything in life, if you want to be efficient and effective at time performance and business, at work, at your parenting, relationships, anything. So use valuable techniques, the valuable techniques that I'm giving you tonight and the ones that's listed on the internet at hackmedia.com in order to accomplish these important things that you've set out for 2011 as far as your goals. Thank you.
Hey, you, ever feel tired or stressed out like you're carrying a weight of the world on your shoulders? Come here. Let me tell you something. Massages for Life is coming to Hampton Roads. What's Massages for Life? Yo, it's the ultimate massage spa. Once you log on to the website, it's www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com. Or better yet, won't you just call Dee Dee? Her number is 757-270-6469. That's Massages for Life. Yo, they hooked me up. The stress is gone. Won't you let them do the same for you? Massages for Life. www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com or call Dee Dee, 757-270-6469. Tell her you heard it on TM Hyman Radio Live.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on. Foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Talk Radio Show. Oh.
Niggas out the park, baseball bat.
You got the rhythm and blues, I made it up on your crew. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. Because your body won't move and you can't feel the groove. So everybody just stay in tune, huh. Homie, we hotter than June, and you look coming soon. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. I want to book in the room, into the temple of June. Now everybody just stay in tune.
Figure four, leg lock, hardcore, hip-hop. Rock it and don't stop, word to the dreadlock. In the weed spot, sipping on getting south. Nigga, know what I'm talking about. From the yard to the stars and beyond. My flow is universal and my word is my bond. Photon blast, we can shake from the rap, bitch. I'm on fire, I seem a cold bass, bitch. I'm out for 5 beats, lame with a damn freak. Uncircumcised, so I give a ass more meat. With my feet up, rolling up, big blunt. Fuck them stunts, I'm motherfucking G'd up. From the fetus to the grave on the power grind. Look in my eyes, all you see is dollar signs. Any means necessary, mine. Medicine society, threat to mankind.
Rhythm and blues, I made it up on your crew. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. Because your body won't move if you can't feel the groove. So everybody just stay in tune, huh. Homie, we hotter than June, and you look coming soon. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. I'm on the floor, give me room into the temple of doom. Now everybody just stay in tune,
TM Hyman Radio Live, 11:49, where I am here in Tampa, Florida, coming to you live from Hack Media Studios. Got like 10 minutes left in the show. Shouts out to my co-host. Live from Charlotte is CeeLo. Live from Chesapeake, VA is Didi. Live from Newark tonight, it's Toya. None other than Overdose hanging out with us. New addition to the show. It's the Money Monday night throwdown. We've been talking about race relations. Happy birthday, Dr. Martin Luther King. Would he be happy with where we are in the United States today? I think he would be. Very proud of President Obama and the people that put him there. But he would still say we got a lot of work to do. who has been your influence? CeeLo, who's been your most influential influence?
My aunt. My aunt Frances that raised me, had honestly was my been the most influential person in my life. And that
okay,
was just
so
like she was always involved in everything. I mean, like she would do she was older. She was a senior citizen when she was raising me, but she was always involved in social events, and she would go to like, you know, the Brambleton Rec when they would have like, you know, the voting meetings and like to set up like the voting polls. She volunteered for stuff like that, and she was always like socially conscious of what was going on, and she was a teacher, and she taught me the importance of education, and you know, like pressed me to read, and so that's what makes me a good writer. You know what I'm saying? So it's yeah, and she was a very strong woman. So, but she was my influence.
Gotcha. Diddy, who has been your most influential person, or who have you been most influenced by?
I don't have just one person. God, of course, my mother. I've been influenced, believe it or not, by your mother, Miss Belinda Clark, my best friend, LaToya Cooper. I've been influenced actually by you, Mr. Terrence Hyman. So it's just not one person. I do my best to take what I can from everybody I feel that has greatness inside them. So, and I use that as that's what influenced me. So it's not just one person. It's a lot of people. So.
Okay, good deal. OD.
Yeah.
Most influenced by.
Most influenced, like it had to be like my real daddy though, like just cause like we so much alike, like. And it ain't even no influence. It's just like that's who just like I don't have no influence, like no positive one anyway. Like, but my dad, he like the one to keep me grounded. You know what I'm saying? Cause he like he done did it all to the fullest. And like I see what happens. You know what I mean? You can either go this way or that way. And the most influential quote he ever gave me, whenever I'm about to go and do something totally stupid, I always think back to it. He was like, sometimes God, he puts speed bumps up to slow you down in life. And if that don't work, you still speeding over. Sometimes he'll put a brick wall up to make you stop. So, like, I be
crash
thinking,
right
like,
into it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Like, that's just it, though. But as far as, like, an influence, like, I don't really have one. Like, that's it. Okay.
Folks, take some time to just sit and think about those folks that helped to pave the way. It's been those folks who have been influences to us. People like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you know, the great Rosa Parks, and those like her, you know, great community activists, people who would never get accolades or recognition. You know, there are many, you know, older people who take care of young kids in our community each and every day. They feed them, they're hungry. You know, nobody would ever know. You know, take some time to really, you know, pick a man up. You know, help pull a child up. Be a positive influence. You heard OD say, he hasn't had any positive influences. And he can say that emphatically. You know, let's change the perspective of young people coming up. Let's give them positive influences. Check us back here on Wednesday night. It'll be an interesting program for you folks. Wednesday night, right back here, TM Hyman Radio Live, 917-889-3926. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to check us out right here. My friends, any last-minute shout-outs, feedback, comments?
Shout-out to me, and I am overdosed. Come, you did. Nah, shout out
you
to
did.
Everybody. Shout out to happy belated birthday to Martin Luther King Jr. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. And you know what? Another person who don't really get no credit. Well, he get credit, but he don't really got no deal, whatever. Shout out to Malcolm X. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him.
No doubt.
my daughter. You know, that's just how I feel. That's how I feel about that situation.
Hey, Wednesday night, check us back 10 p.m. Generation X, Generation Y, the view on love, not sex. Generation X and Y's view on love, not sex. That's a OD.
Talk radio show. Talk radio show.